Hi, James from England. I would like to help you learn something today. And I will do that by teaching two words to help you learn about why would is polite. Now, I'm sure you've been to, you know, many English classes or websites and they said would is polite, it's a modal, blah, blah, blah. But you might say, well, why do I say would you like to have this, would you like to have that? You'll notice that Ezekiel is asking Sylvester, would you like a crepe? And he says, why? Yes, I would. Now, normally you said what is imaginary, right? So you're thinking, well, is he imagining having the crepe? Is he imagining offering the crepe? No. And you know, what is the past? The will. So what is the relationship between will and would that creates politeness? Well, let's look at will. What is will? Will is a future word, okay? I will go to the mall. I will go to the store. That's not now, that's in the future. Now, if we look at time, let's say this is the present. Present is P. When we say something's happening now, for instance, in the present, we use a solid line. When we come to the future, sometimes we go like this. The future is something you think might happen, but you can't really say for sure. So we break the line and say, this is what is possible. So the future, I know it's a little small, don't worry. But we say the future is possible. And that's what makes it a modal, right? Now, when we deal with modals, the past form of will is would. You'll also notice that when you study would, it's used for what? But imaginary. Imaginary things, right? And we also know it's the past of the future. I know, Star Trek, would, will, future, what's going on, Will Robinson? Okay, sorry. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is this. We know that this is imaginary and this is what's possible. Neither one of those is what we call concrete. In English, concrete means for sure. Okay, if you think of concrete, we use them in buildings to make buildings and roads because they're solid, they're there, and they work. The future is more, but the future is more what we call, it's possible, so it kind of floats there a little bit. It's what we're thinking, but we're not going to guarantee it 100%, yeah? So why politeness? All this talk about politeness. Well, imagine this, if you will. You would like someone to do something, so you're imagining that they will say yes, but you're not sure they're going to say yes, right? You're not sure. Well, if you're not sure, isn't that what's possible? And when you would like them to, isn't this what you imagine? So when we deal with politeness, we're looking at a situation where, for instance, let's pretend that Ezekiel has never met Sylvester. Ezekiel would like Sylvester to do something. Maybe he would like to borrow Sylvester's chair. And he said, would you mind if I had a seat? Would you mind if I sat in the chair? I can imagine doing so, but I don't know if it's possible yet, if you will let me do so. Now, because of that, what we have is a power imbalance. Power imbalance. Why? Because you don't know who this person is. There's like maybe a 90% chance they can say no. Better yet, let's put no in red, right? Right? They could say no. So because of that, we want to be very, very polite and show I'm showing you respect, and I know it's quite possible for you to say no. Even though I imagine I would like the situation to happen. So I will use would to demonstrate this and show to you I'm being respectful of the fact you could say no. Cool, huh? So think about that. Simple. Because you think the person can say no, there's a high percentage, we're more polite, and we use a form that can show what is possible and what we imagine. And that's why we use would. So if you go back now, imagine this. Would you like a crepe? I cook them. I would like you to have one. Why, yes, I would like to have a crepe. What is possible is not going to happen. There we go. Simple lesson. If you want to know more about the future and modals, please check out our modal lessons and future lessons at where? Well, I would like you to go to. See, I just used that. See, I would like you to go. Very polite. England, which is www.ing. Let's just use one marker. Ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com. We can learn about would and will, the imaginary, as well as future tenses. All right? Well, I'll hopefully teach you later, and I would like you to go there, so I'll see you later. And be a dear, and would you close the door when I leave? Thank you.